الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وإمام المتقين وقائد المجاهدين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان واستن بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يقول الله تعالى: إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب اللغة العربية لثلاث، لأني عربي والقرآن عربي وكلام أهل الجنة عربي. وقال سيدنا أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: تعلموا العربية فإنها من دينكم، وتعلموا الفرائض فإنها من دينكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم to Markaz Sahaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, broadcasting from the studio in Durban on this Mubarak day, Sayyidul Ayyam, Yawmul Jumu'ah. And the program is Ta'allamul Arabiyya, exclusive to Markaz Sahaba Online, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, we are doing book one of the book that is studied in the University of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Insha'Allah, we will continue from where we stopped last week. And last week we stopped with what we call the idafa construction, or in Arabic, at-tarqibul idafiyu. This construction either expresses possession or relationship. Hence, it is known as the possessive case or the relative case. Let us look at an example that expresses relationship. We say, Ibnu Khalidin, the son of Khalid. Now, here we are expressing relationship. The son of Khalid. We find the first noun, which is known as Al-Mudafu Ilay, will never ever have the definite article Al attached to it. We cannot say Al-Ibnu Khalidin. That would be totally wrong. We have to say Ibnu Khalidin. And the second noun, which is called Al-Mudafu Ilayhi, will always have a kasra on the last letter. Hence we say Ibnu Khalidin. We cannot say Ibnu Khalidun, nor can we say Ibnu Khalidan. It will be totally wrong to say Ibnu Khalidun or Ibnu Khalidan. It is Ibnu Khalidin. So here we are expressing relationship. The first noun is the relative, and the second noun is the noun to which it is related. Ibnu Khalidin, the son of Khalid. Let us look at another example that expresses relationship. If I say Salatul Maghribi, it is referring to the Salah that is related to the time of Maghrib. The first noun Salatu is known as Al-Mudafu Ilay, and this noun will never have an alif lam. It would be wrong to say As-Salatul Maghribi. We cannot attach the definite article Al to the first noun. We can only say Salatul Maghribi. And the second noun Al-Maghribi must have a kasra on the last letter. It will be wrong to say Salatul Maghribu or Salatul Maghriba. It will always be Salatul Maghribi. Now let's look at a phrase that expresses possession. If I say kitabul waladi, the book of the boy, the first noun kitab is known as al-mudafu ilay, al-mudafu, and al-mudafu will never have the definite article al attached to it. And the second noun al-walad is known as al-mudafu ilay, and it will always end with a kasra, meaning there will be a kasra on the last letter. And if there is a kasra on the last letter, then we say the word is majroor. If there is a dhamma on the last letter, then we say the word is marfu'un. And if there is a fatha on the last letter, we say the word is mansubun. So al-mudafu ilay, the second noun in a phrase that expresses relationship or possessionship or possession, will always be majroor. Insha'Allah, today we will begin with page number 31 of book number 1 of this book that is studied in the University of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now, there's an instruction on the page, on the top of page number 31. And that instruction is, اقرأ المثال الآتي ثم قوّن أسئلة مثله مشيرا إلى السور التالية. So the instruction in Arabic, I'll read it again. اقرأ المثال الآتي ثم قوّن أسئلة مثله مشيرا إلى السور التالية. So he says, read the following example, then create questions the like of it, indicating to the following pictures. So the first one is Kitabu Man Hadha, the book of who is this? We have a picture of a book, so we ask Kitabu Man Hadha. In the second one, we ask Qalamu Man Hadha, the pen of whom is this? Qalamu Man Hadha, the pen of whom is this? Qalamu Man Hadha, the pen of whom is this? In the third one, we have a picture of a shirt and a picture of a house. So we'll deal with the shirt first. We know the word for shirt in Arabic is qamisun. So I want to ask, whose shirt is this? So I write the word shirt first. Qamisu man, the shirt of whom? Hadha is this. Qamisu man, hadha, the shirt of whom is this? Qamisu man, hadha, the shirt of whom is this? Then we have the picture of a house, and we know in Arabic for house we say baytun. So I want to ask, whose house is first, is this? I will first write the word for house, bayt. Baytu man hadha, the house of whom is this? You would notice that I am trying very hard to keep the translation very literal, particularly in relation to the sequence of the words when I'm translating to English. Although I can say, whose shirt is this? But I'd rather say, qamisu man hadha, the shirt of whom is this? So the sequence and the order of the words in English and Arabic is the same. Qamis comes first, so shirt comes first. Who comes second? So man is second, and hadha is last. That is why I am saying, qamisu man hadha, the shirt of whom is this? Baytu man hadha, the house of whom is this? And then in the last picture there we have a bed. And we see that, we know that the word for bed in Arabic is sarirun. So I want to ask, whose bed is this? I would say, the bed of whom is this? So sariru man hadha, the bed of whom is this? Sariru man hadha, the bed of whom is this? Sariru man hadha, the bed of whom is this? Now beneath this we have that number 9 and we have the word ismun. Ismun means a name. So the sentence begin with a idafa construction, a construction that is, that expresses either relationship or or position. Ismul waladi. You notice ismul waladi. Ismu is al-mudaf, so it does not have the definite article al. Al-waladi is al-mudafu ilayhi, so it is majrur. The last letter has a kasra. Ismul waladi. The name of the boy is Muhammadun. Ismul waladi Muhammadun. Wasmul binti. And the name of the girl, Zainabu, is Zainab. Now you see, I don't say wa ismu, I say wasmu. Wasmu. We call this hamzatul wasl. That means we don't pronounce the hamza. So I cannot say wa ismu, I say wasmu. Like I don't say bi ismillah, I say bismillah. Because that hamza in this word ismun, that is the first letter of the word, is what we call hamzatul wasl. So if it comes after a letter or after a word, we don't pronounce the hamza. We just say wasmul binti Zainabu. The name of the girl is Zainab. But you'll find at the beginning of the sentence, I pronounced the hamza. I said ismul waladi Muhammadun. The name of the boy is Muhammad. Wasmul binti Zainabu. And the name of the girl is Zainab. In the next example, ismul mudarrisi Hamidun. Ismul mudarrisi Hamidun. The name of the teacher is Hamid. You see, al-mudarrisi and not al-mudarrisu. Because that is al-mudafu ilayhi, and al-mudafu ilayhi will always have kasra on the last letter, hence it is majrur. Masmul mudiri. You see, I don't say ma ismu, I say masmul mudiri. What is the name of the principal? Masmul mudiri. What is the name of the principal? Then we have the word ibnun, which means a son. Ibnu Khalidin fil madrasati wabnu Hamidin fil jamiati. Ibnu Khalidin fil madrasati. The son of Khalid is in the school. Now we know why Khalidin is getting kasratain, because it is al-mudafu ilay. Al-madrasati is also getting kasra at the end, meaning Khalidin and al-madrasati are both majrur words. Now why al-madrasati is getting kasra on the last letter? Because it is preceded by a preposition. The preposition fi is written before the word al-madrasati. So, Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati. The son of Khalid is in the school. Wabn Hamidin fil jamiati. First thing you notice, I don't say wa ibn. I just say wabn. Wabn Hamidin. And the son of Hamid. Hamidin is majrur, meaning it's got a kasratain on the last letter because it is al-mudaf ilay. And then we have fil jamiati. The word al-jamiati is majrur, meaning it has a kasra on the last letter. It's because it is preceded by the preposition. We have the word fi written before it, so we cannot say fil jamiatu. We cannot say fil jamiata. It has to be fil jamiati. So the full translation, Ibn Khalidin fil madrasati wabn Hamidin fil jamiati. The son of Khalid is in the school and the son of Hamid is in the university. In the next example, Ibnul mudarrisi fil fasli. The son of the teacher is in the class. ابن المدرس في الفصل. The son of the teacher is in the class. أين ابن, you see I'm not saying أين ابن, أين ابن المدير, where is the son of the principal. أين ابن المدير, where is the son of the principal. ابن المدرس في الفصل. أين ابن المدير, where is the son of the principal. I want to say, where is the son of the man. أين ابن الرجل, I want to say, where is the son of the doctor. أين ابن الطبيب, where is the son of the doctor. I want to say, where is the son of the merchant. أين ابن التاجر, where is the son of the merchant. I want to say, where is the son of the engineer. أين ابن المهندس, where is the son of the engineer. Now inshallah we are going on to page number 32 of this book, and in page number 32 on the top end of the page we find an instruction. Iqra means read. Ma yali, what follows. Murayan, considering. Qawaid nutq, qawaid nutq hamzatil wasli. Read the following, observing the law of pronouncing the hamzatul wasl. Now let's look at the first example. Number one, we're going to pronounce the hamza of the word ibnun because absolutely nothing is written before it. So we say ibnu Muhammadin fil Iraqi. The son of Muhammad is in Iraq, the country. Then we go on, we say wabnu, we don't say wa ibnu. Wabnu Hamidin fil Hindi. And the son of Hamid is in India. Ibn Muhammadin fil Iraqi. The son of Muhammad is in Iraq. Wabn Hamidin fil Hindi. And the son of Hamid is in India. Now let's look at number two. Number two again, the word Ibnun is preceded by a word. So we are not going to pronounce the hamza. We say kharaja ibn at-tabib min al-bayt. Kharaja means to exit. The son of the doctor exited from the house. Kharaja ibn at-tabib min al-bayt. The son of the doctor exited from the house. Then number four also, number three, the word ibnun is preceded by a word dhahaba. Dhahaba ibnu tajiri ila suki. Dhahaba ibnu tajiri ila suki. The son of the merchant went to the market. Dhahaba ibnu tajiri ila suki. The son of the merchant went to the market. Ismul Muhandisi. Now here number four, I am pronouncing the hamza of ismun because nothing is written before it. So I say Ismul Muhandisi. The name of the engineer, Faisalun, is Faisal. Ismul Muhandisi, Faisalun. The name of the engineer is Faisal. Wasmut tabibi Mas'udun. And the name of the doctor is Mas'ud. Ismul Muhandisi Faisalun. Wasmut tabibi Mas'udun. The name of the engineer is Faisal. And the name of the doctor is Mas'ud. Now we go to number five, we find that there is an interrogative participle ma written before the word ismun, so we will not pronounce the hamza of the word ismun. Masmur rajuli, What is the name of the man? Masmur rajuli. What is the name of the man? Masmur rajuli. What is the name of the man? Now when we go to number 6, we find the word ibnun is not preceded by a word. There is no word written before the word ibnun. So we will pronounce the hamza. We say ibnu man anta, the son of whom are you? Ibnu man anta, the son of whom are you? Of course in normal English we say whose son are you, but as I said, I am trying to translate it in the very same order as it is written in Arabic, so it does become easier for the student. Ibnu man anta, the son of whom are you? Ana ibnu al-waziri. Al-wazir means the minister. Now you see, I say ana ibnu, I don't say ana ibnu. Ana ibnu al-waziri. I am the son of the minister. Ibnu man anta, the son of whom are you? If you want to ask somebody whose daughter are you, you'll say bintu man anti, the daughter of whom are you? Bintu man anti, the daughter of whom are you? Ana ibnu al-waziri, I am the son of the minister. Then when we look at page 31, we have a block there. And in that block we have some words. The first word is ar-rasulu. It means the messenger. The second word is al-ka'batu. Al-ka'ba, as we know, that is the Baytullah, the house of Allah in Makkah. The third word we have al-ismu, the name, or it also means the noun. Ismun is noun in Arabic, and also for the name of a person or anything, we say ism. Like you say, masmul madrasati, what is the name of the school? Masmul jamiati, what is the name of the university? Or masmul shari'i, what is the name of the street? So, masmul kitabi, what is the name of the book? Then the next word is al-ibnu, the son. Then in the second line, the first word is al-ammu. Al-ammu is the paternal uncle. And the word that follows it is al-khalu. Al-khalu is the maternal uncle. So that word is something like the Urdu word also. Al-khalu, the maternal uncle. Now the third word on the second line is a feminine word because it ends with that small ta, which in Arabic we call at-ta'ul marbutatu. That small ta, as we see in the word al-haqibatu and as-sayyaratu, in the third and the fourth word of the second line, both are written with the small ta. So that small ta we call at-ta'ul marbutatu. And the big open ta, we like in the word tahta, as you see below that word we have the word below the word al-haqibatu we have the word tahta. That is the open ta, and that is known as at-ta'ul maftuhatu. And the ta, the small one like in al-haqibatu and as-sayyaratu, is known as at-ta'ul marbutatu. Now the word al-haqibatu is a feminine word because it ends with a small ta. Words that end with a small ta are feminine. Of course, there are exceptions to the law, which inshallah we will learn. And this word al-haqibatu means the bag. Al-haqibatu, the bag. As-sayyaratu means the car. That's also a feminine word because it is ending with a small ta. Then we have the word ash-shari'u, which means the street. Ash-shari'u, which means the street. Then the second word of the third line is muglaqun. Muglaqun is an adjective. It means closed. Al-babu muglaqun. The door is closed. Ash-shubbaqu muglaqun. The window is closed. Al-baytu muglaqun. The house is closed. Then we have the word tahta. Tahta is known as ismu zarf because it indicates upon place and it means under. And this word tahta, just like those prepositions we learnt about, we learnt fi, we learnt min. Fi means in, min means from, ala means on, and another preposition that we learnt was ila. Ila means to. Now you'll find any noun that comes after fi, the last letter will have a kasra. Like I say, fil bayti, I can't say fil baytu, meaning in the house. Fil madbakhi, in the kitchen, I can't say fil madbakhu. Then I say, alal kursiyi, on the chair. I cannot say alal kursiyu or alal kursiya, that would be wrong. Like that, this word tahta, any noun that comes after it must be majroor, meaning the last letter must have a kasra. Like I say, tahtal sariri, under the bed. Tahtal maktabi, under the desk. Tahtal kursiyi, under the chair. So the last letter of the noun that follows the word tahta will have a kasra. So that means that word is majroor. Then we have the word hunaka, hunaka, meaning there. Al-kitabu hunaka, the book is there. Ar-rajulu hunaka, the man is there. Then below that, we have a small square. Now that small square, we find two words there. Or actually four words, two words on the top and two words at the bottom. On the top, we have those two words that make up At-tarqib al-idafiyu, the relative or possessive case. Now here, these two words are expressing possession of the first word by the second word. Sayyaratul mudarrisi, the car of the teacher. So the car is the possession of the teacher. The car is possessed and the teacher is the possessor. The noun that is possessed is always written first. And the noun that possesses is written second. The noun that is possessed will not have the definite article al attached to it. And the noun that is the possessor will always end with a kasra on, it will always have a kasra on the last letter, so it is majroor. The first noun, which is the noun that is possessed, in Arabic we call it mudafun. And the second noun, the noun that is the possessor, in Arabic we call it mudafun ilay. Now what we know about the mudaf is, the definite article al will never be attached to it. I can never say as-sayyaratul mudarrisi, it is absolutely wrong. I can never say Al-Baytullahi, I can only say Baytullahi, the house of Allah. The house is possessed, Allah is the possessor. So the house is mudafun, and mudafun never has the definite article al attached to it. And Allah is mudafun ilay, and I say Baytullahi. I cannot say Baytullaha or Baytullahu. Like that, Kitabullahi, Rasulullahi. So what we are learning here is that the first noun is called mudafun, and that first noun mudafun is the noun that is possessed, and it will never have the definite article al attached to it. The second noun is mudaf, mudafun ilayhi, and the second noun is the possessor of the first noun. And this noun will always have a kasra on the last letter. Sayyaratul mudarrisi. We cannot say sayyaratul mudarrisu. That would be absolutely wrong. Nor can we say sayyaratul mudarrisa. Insha'Allah, we will terminate the lesson here on page number 32 of book number 1 and continue from page number 33 of book number 2 next week. I will inshallah be online again between 17:30 and 19 hours Central African time for the program Tarweehun Nufus, which is a variety program. Until then, wa ma tawfiqi illa billahi wa bihi thiqatu wa alayhi tuqalan wa ilayhi unib wa ilayhi al-matab. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.